Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. But every should.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Reverend Ray. I put in today the same thing we had on Friday. It looked like Friday we was having some issues with the podcast. And I actually want to make sure that we're working properly today. And we're going to pretty much talk about the same thing that we talked about. We wanted to talk about on Friday and everything. So about remaining steadfast. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And then I do have a couple announcements for you real quick. History of Honor and Grace and Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Friendship Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends, which was Friday. It's Fridays at 7 p.m. Bread of Life. This is today. I know it's titled for those that's looking. Titled Friday Night Joy, but it's really Bread of Life with Reverend Ray. It's the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change to Pastor Paul Morgan. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Monthly broadcast as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones. It's every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Voting the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with the Evangelist Lewis McEwane is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover about at 1 with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. In fact, it's coming up this Sunday, next Sunday. And then Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Amen. Please don't forget to check us out on Facebook and, of course, check out on the website at whenchristianspeak.com. So again, I want to welcome you again to the Bread of Life segment. We're going to continue, or at least start again, the beginning of the Remain Steadfast for God. Amen. And we're going to definitely talk about that. Amen. And just go forward from there. Amen. I'm not sure. I think Reverend Robin may be joining us and everything, but I want to at least make sure that we do a complete broadcast today. Amen. Because when I went back and I began to search different scriptures about remaining steadfast, I found quite a few. Amen. So we're definitely going to go from there. Amen. And I think Reverend Robin, are you with me or are you with?
Hi there, Reverend Ray. Yes, I've just logged on. Pressing on, okay. Pressing through here.
Pressing through. Amen. So let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Amen. Father God, again, here we are, your people, God. Present, Reverend Robin said earlier, pressing through, pressing forward, God, trusting you, believing in you, God, needing you, nowhere else to turn, Lord Jesus, but to you. So we submit ourselves unto you. We humble ourselves to you, Lord Jesus, and pray that you will come and help have your way on this day, God. You know the situations, the things that are going on with our bodies, God. You know everything, God, but we want to give you all the glory, God. We want to press forward in you, Lord Jesus, we want you to get all the glory, God, all the glory. So, Lord Jesus, we give this broadcast to you today, God. For those that are listening, God, from the, all across the world, Lord Jesus, in different settings, God, that will be listening to the recordings later, God, no matter where they might be, Lord Jesus, you know their needs. You know everything there is about them, God. You know the press that even they are going through, God. Some have family members that has passed away. Some that have family members that are in the hospital. Some are racked with pain, God. Some are going without water and without food, God. Some are going, Lord Jesus, just going through, you know, just going through some different things. So we're pressing towards the mark of you, Jesus, today, that you will come and see about your people. And Lord Jesus, make us stronger and stronger and bolder, that we might become the salt, light, and power that we were designed to be. Today, Holy Spirit, come. Come with all your might, and you set the atmosphere, God. You begin to break the yokes, and you begin to cast down the demonic forces, and you begin, the Lord Jesus, to bring answers when there's none. You begin to bring forth healing and deliverance, Lord Jesus. You begin to unlock the jail cells, and you begin to do everything that is needed for the people, God, that the people, those that are called by your name, may stand in awe and sin not, Lord Jesus, that we might begin, God, to return back to our first love, that we might begin to believe in you and to trust you. Holy Spirit, we need you this hour. We pray in Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So, again, everyone, I'm glad that you're with us today. I'm glad that some of those are listening on the different platforms. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is the Bread of Life segment. I'm Reverend Ray Rose. I'm joined by Reverend Robin White, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Remain steadfast for God, amen. Remain steadfast for God. Amen. And Reverend, I'm not sure. Do you want to get started or you want me to go ahead and get started?
Oh, well, I can go ahead and get started, Reverend Ray, but jump in at any time. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Go ahead.
Yeah. Amen. And I know that you have already hit on a lot of the things in which we as a people are going through in the earth, you know, with this pandemic, which still remains dominant. You know, and with the earth itself crying out with the abuse, you know, with the wildfires, the earthquake, the tornadoes, the weather irregularities throughout the world, you know, and ozone levels are rapidly melting, the Arctic ice sheets causing a ripple effect through the earth. I mean, the earth itself has just been abused, and it is crying out, you know. It is showing forth that, you know, I am being abused, you know, I'm breaking down, you know. So there is just, like, so much going on in the earth that we really have to stop and take notice of it. We really have to stop and say that these things that are occurring are not happenstance, but these things are real. This is the untethering of the earth, you know, the untethering of man, and it's really real. I mean, we have so many who have lost jobs, and with the losing of jobs, having lost their health insurance, and, you know, and with the loss of health insurance and the health care benefits, you can imagine the additional stress of what am I going to do? How am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to take care of my families? There's so much. The stress is so huge in the land, you know, and you've already mentioned that there has been the loss of loved ones, and it's just sudden loss of loved ones. It's, you know, it's not like someone has been sick and you've been anticipating, but these are just sudden losses of hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, the earth and man are coming apart. You know, the tethers are coming undone. And we truly need to get to a point where we are seeking God, where we are just trusting in God, where we are searching him out. Come to a point where we recognize that we are simply dust, but it is God who is in total control. And just to be able to come and to know that he has been steadfast for us, and we must remain steadfast for him.
Yeah.
Not when all of these things began to occur that we began to put our trust in anyone or in anything but in God, because he truly is aware, He knows what's going on, you know, and he knows, I mean, we would never forget it from Genesis. I mean, he knows man, that his imaginations are wicked continually. And man is now just reaping a lot of the things of which they themselves at rest at their feet. You know, the habitation, this habitation earth is in trouble, you know. So God has already known what man was capable of, and we have seen from Genesis throughout Revelations of where God is coming to save man, you know, and it's come a point in time where man has to acknowledge that he needs to be saved, that this earth is coming apart. And if this earth comes apart, where will man be? I wonder if we ever stop to think, if this earth continues on the path that it is going, what will happen to mankind? And if we don't stop, and if we don't stop and cry out to God and seek his face and humble ourselves, if we don't stop and do that, what is going to be the outcome? What is going to happen? It's coming to a point now where it's not about me, myself, and I. It's not about what has this got to do with me. It's not about how does this benefit me. Because we're all interconnected. The things that we do is interconnected. You know, one thing impacts the other. You know, and we have to get to a point to know that we are not self-attained and we are not self-grown, but it's God. It is truly God, because it's because of God that we live, move, and have our being. We're not waking up because there was an alarm clock. We're not moving forward in the things of this earth because of anything that we're doing. God is the one who's holding all things in place. Not man, but God. You know, so it comes to a point where we have to begin to give God the reverence and the acknowledgement of who he is, you know, and then to begin to trust in him and to stand for him. You know, I often think that even during these times, we're similar to those who are about to come out of the Exodus. You know, in Exodus 1:6, it says, "And Joseph died and all his brothers and all that generation. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." So we can imagine, just as we were before the pandemic, you know, they felt safe and they felt secure in all that they had. They were mighty in themselves. You know, they had their increase and their abundance. You know, but one critical thing happened. One critical thing happened, because it's so interesting. It says, "And Joseph died, all his brothers and all that generation." All of those who knew God died. You see, because God had placed Joseph in a position to save this family, to save the Israelites. And Joseph gave God his acknowledgement of that. Joseph knew it wasn't him, but it was God. You know, but as all of that generation died down, and the next following generations became so safe and secure in what they thought they had, but it came to find out that it wasn't true. It came to find out that their safety and security did not rest in themselves, you know. And so I know when God is sending Moses, when he instructed him in Exodus 3, in 3:6, he says, "Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely, it wasn't any question. He says, "I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt." And that is so wonderful. He says, "of my people." You know, he acknowledged them as, "they are my people." Even though they had forgotten who he was, he never stopped acknowledging them as his people. Now, that's the mighty God that we serve. We go all out on our own, doing our own thing, but he looks upon us and he sees us as his people. You know, and he says, and have heard their cry because of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. At this point in time where they are not giving thought a thought to God, they don't know who he is, even in those times, he considers them his people, and he knew what their sorrows was. And that's a place where we have always, some of us have been, you know, in our times, is that when we weren't even paying God any attention, wasn't giving him his reverence, not acknowledging him in all of our ways, but he is yet God. And if we are his people, we are his people, even if we get to the point where we don't acknowledge him, which is where that was. You know, and when Moses came, he had to tell Moses who he was. He has, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses didn't know when he saw the burning bush. He didn't know, but God had to tell him who he was. You know, but that is just how awesome God is to know that he is yet, no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, no matter the oppression, no matter the illness, no matter the sickness, no matter the loss, no matter the heartbreak, no matter, God is yet, sees our sorrows, and he yet calls us his people. And that is something to shout about. That is something to be excited about, because yet God, I remember Reverend Ray was doing the yet praise. You see, we can do that yet praise because God has not forgotten about us. God knows everything that is occurring, and we can trust. We can put our full trust and assurance in knowing that he hears our cries and he sees our sorrows, and that he is not going to leave us in that place for long, but he will come and see about us. And that is the blessed thing. That is his steadfastness towards us. What is our steadfastness towards him? When these things are going on, when the waves are crashing, not just at our feet or at our calves or at our knees or at our waist, but when the waves are crashing over our heads, do we yet stand and say, but my God, he is a deliverer. My God, he is a healer. My God, he sees my sorrow. My God, he is going to come for me. My God, he has not forsaken me. My God, he knows that I'm his people, and he knows everything that is occurring. I am going to trust in him. I am going to believe in him. I shall not falter because I know who he is. He is not a man that he should lie. And if he says that I am his people, and if he says that I am, that he is my shepherd, then that's a place in which I can rest. That's a place in which I can stand still in the midst of it all, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because I know it's coming, because he hears my cries. And it said God's response to the cries of his people. And that is something that we just have to cry out and believe that he's gonna respond. He's going to send us the help that we need. You know, in Romans 8:31, it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. I mean, so we have so much immutability of what God is doing. First of all, God sees all, God knows all, and he hears our cries. And then we have Jesus who shed his blood for us. And then we have Jesus who sits at the right hand of God and who makes intercessions for us. I mean, the immutability of a firm foundation that we have, that we can stand and that we can trust in, is mighty powerful. That's mighty powerful. It says in 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted sheep for the slaughter. Yet, here's that yet, Ray, here's that yet, in all things, we are more than conquerors. See, we have to change how we see ourselves. We're not victims, but we are conquerors. And we're not doing this in our weakness. God's strength will be revealed. We're not doing this in and of ourselves, because we have a God. We serve a God. We know a God. We love a God who says that we are his people, who knows our sorrow, and who will come on the heels of our cries to see about us. To see about us. Because it says in verse 38 of Romans 8, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We must remain steadfast in the love of God. We must remain steadfast in our beliefs. We must remain steadfast and faithful in knowing who God is, and knowing that God cannot fail, and knowing that his word shall not return void, but it will go forth and fulfill everything that it's sent to do. We must just remain in that place of knowing that our God is able, and not only is he able, but he will accomplish that thing in our lives. All we need to do is just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and believe and know that that salvation is coming forth, that that healing is coming forth, that that job is coming forth, that that heat will be turned on, that food will be on the table. You know, we just have to believe. What other choice do we have? We can't fall in hopelessness. We can't let our hope and our joy, any of that be stolen, because we know the enemy comes but to steal and to destroy. We know that. That's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants us to just fall down and curl up, but we cannot. We cannot. And we know that. You know, because it tells us in Job, you know, that when there was the day and Satan also came among, and he says, and God says, from where do you come? And he answers, from going to and fro in the earth. So we know that he roams. He just roams to see who he can attack, to see where he can find a break in the hedge. He just roams back and forth, just trying to see who he can attach. And attack and try to kill and to steal and to destroy. He just does that. You know, but the thing about God, God is like, "Hey, have you considered my servant Job?" You know, and he says, "Hey, have you considered my servant Reverend Ray? Have you considered my servant Reverend Robin? You know, put your name. Has he considered?" He says, "A blameless and upright man, one who fears God." God is trusting that we fear him. God is trusting that we will believe in him and we will remain steadfast. When the storms of life comes, when the attacks come, when all those things that come to knock us off our feet, where the waves are crashing over our heads, God is dependent that we will remain strong in him. That we won't fall, that we won't curl up, that we will continue to trust in him. You know, he is resting and trusting in that. You know, and I know, and one of the first things at the first level of attack, Job said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He lost all of his children. He lost all of his possessions. He lost everything that he had. He was looked upon with despise. But what did he say? "Blessed be the name of the Lord." And in all things that occurred, Job did not sin nor charge God foolishly. He stood in the midst. He stood in the midst. You know, did he feel what was going on? If everyone has read Job, y'all know Job went through. Job went through talking about his righteousness and how he was righteous and how these things were happening to him and he hadn't done anything. You know, Job went through a myriad of emotions and attacks of his mind, you know, wishing that he had died and that he wasn't alive, but he never cursed God. He never cursed God. And when Satan went back and came forth again with the next level of attack, what does Job say in 2:10? He says, what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? If in all this Job sinned, did not sin with his lips. You know, so we see so many occasions of how people have just stood for God and just believed in him no matter what the circumstances and what was going on. And we just as God is steadfast and unmovable for us, we have to be steadfast and unmovable for him. You know, steadfast in our belief, steadfast in not moving, you know, away from who God is and believing and trusting in who he is. You know, and God talks about the centurion. You all know the chariot centurion. I don't have the scripture before, but he came to meet Jesus, and he says, no, you don't need to come. I just need you to send your word. And Jesus marveled because he had not seen so great a faith all in Israel. That man was so full of knowing what authority was and knowing that Jesus had all authority and power. He says, you don't even need to come. All you have to do is send your word. And that is what he believed. We have to believe in these promises that God has given us, as hard as it can be. You know, I know that we're going through things. I know that the sorrow and the grief is hard. I know that the pain in the body is hard. I know that the loss of job and how we're going to eat and all of those things are hard and they are difficult. But we're going to have to say, but God. My God is able to turn this situation around. I will not remain as I am today. It will change in the name of Christ Jesus. I know it will change. It can't help but change because I believe in who my God is. I believe in his promises. I believe his promises are yea and amen. I believe that by his stripes I am healed. I believe that if he's going to feed the birds and all of those, he's going to feed me. I believe it. Don't know how it's going to happen. Don't know where it's going to come from. But I know in some way God's going to make it happen. And in that place is where we have to be steadfast, unmovable, not trying to tell God how he should do it, but just trusting and believing that he will do it. And oh my goodness, is it hard? Yes, my God, it's hard. But is there anything that's too hard for God? In my weakness, won't his strength be revealed? I mean, can I trust him in the good times and in the bad times? I mean, can we just be steadfast for him? Unmovable, you know, with the waves crashing over, unmovable, knowing that he is able. He is able. You know, and with the Hebrew boys, they said it's in Daniel 3:17-18. He says, they said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of that hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship thy golden image, which thou hast set up. You know, he is able to deliver. And we just have to believe and know that he is able. He is a surety unto us. He has not left us. He has not forsaken us. He sees our cries. He sees our sorrow. He hears our heartbeat, and he knows where we are.
and he knows what we stand in need of. And we just have to be found steadfast, unmovable, waiting and trusting and believing that he is going to come forth and he is going to show himself mightily unto us. Mightily unto us, that he's not going to leave us any place. That's not the God that we serve. We serve a tender God, a tender, loving, merciful God. We serve a God who is attuned to our cries. We serve a God who is always watching, always waiting, always listening. He's always there. He is always there. So we have to just stand still and see the salvation of our Lord. Hold on. Hold on. Find you a scripture. Find something to hold on to and just hold on. Hold on through the waves. Hold on through the hurt. Hold on through the pain. Hold on through the disappointment and just hold on. Find a song and just let it minister to you and just hold on. Just hold on, because God has not left us and he has not forsaken us, and we can remain steadfast and unmovable for him, just as he is for us in all things and always at all times, because God is able. There is nothing. This is a God who created the heavens and the earth and all of the fullness therein, every star, every galaxy, every universe, all things created. So we can remain steadfast and unmovable in him at all times, because God is able to do mightily on our behalf. And as he remains that much rooted in us and always acknowledging us as his people, we have to always be the same way, being steadfast and always acknowledging him as our God. Amen. Reverend Ray, you have something you want to add?
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robert. Remain steadfast. Amen. Remain steadfast. This is definitely a season for us to remain steadfast in the things of God, you know, no matter what we may be facing and everything. I'm just listening to you, Reverend Robin. I really am. And I guess the only thing I could think of, the scripture comes out of 1 Corinthians 15:58. So therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. That our labor is not in vain. Stand still, you know, stay the course, you know, be strong in the Lord. You know, Reverend Robin said earlier when she first came on was press forward, you know, pressing on, you know. There's a pressing that needs to be done with the body. You know, yes, many of us, as I stated earlier, many of us are tired. Many of us are going through some changes all around the world. Everybody, some more than others. You know, I talked to my brother in Texas, and he was telling me how bad things really are, you know, there in Texas, you know, because of the weather and everything, and they wasn't ready for it, okay? But even with that, remain steadfast, you know, be unmovable, you know, trust God, always abounding, you know, always abounding in the work of the Lord. In other words, still going forth, still pressing forward, still doing the very thing that God called you to do. You might be hungry, but I'm still, I talked to someone earlier that she's gone through some things, personal things as far as food and all that kind of stuff, but she still have a desire to please the Lord, remaining steadfast in him, trusting God. All those these things that we have been hearing over the years, all the scriptures that we have been reading and studying, all the sermons that have come across the pulpit, now is time to put those things to use. Now it's time to put up. I won't say the word shut up, but I will say it's time to put up, you know. It's time to put up. I know for me that sometimes, and Reverend Robert, and I'm confessing here, sometimes I can get a little nervous when I see things not going a certain way. And I need that. We all need that sounding voice, a reason to bring it back down a notch. Say, God got this. You know, to bring it back to the place to know that God got this. He don't need your help. Take your hands off of it, you know. Remaining steadfast means, in some cases, not even coming nowhere near it, but leaving it to God and say, okay, I'm going to be steadfast and wait on you, Lord. I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to wait because I know that you get ready to do something. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey,
right, and one we have to think about, you know, if the enemy wants us to let go of God, because he knows the power of being steadfast in God. He knows if we remain steadfast in God, we shall be victorious. You know, but he wants us. He comes to steal and to destroy. He wants us to let go of God. You see, because then we have become defeated. But we can't allow that. You know, we can't allow that. We can't allow the things that come in our mind when we're going through. We just have to say, but God. But God. You know, and it reminds me of the blind man along the way when he knew that Jesus was coming. All he did, he cried out, Jesus, 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 Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus heeded to that cry. Jesus, 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 Son of David, have mercy upon me. That's all. We just have to cry out to him. And as we cry out to him, he will respond. He will respond unto us. We just have to remain steadfast. You know, just steadfast. And this is a scripture that Reverend Ray had in Hebrews 10:20, I think it says Hebrews 10, let me find it, that we should hold fast our profession. I'm trying to find the exact scripture. I can't believe I was just looking at it, now everything is going cross-eyed in my glasses. You know, Reverend Ray, I know you have that scripture, you had referenced it.
We should remain
steadfast. Okay, it says here, it's in Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. You know, that's what it says. Am I my sister's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. When we know that we have a sister and brother who is getting weak, we have to go in and we have to remind them the profession of their faith. We have to go in and encourage and uplift and edify them, because we all get to places where things are happening that are overwhelming, and we need that person to be strong to come up beside us and say, oh, no, you shall live and you shall not die. Oh, no, you are more than a conqueror and you shall overcome this situation. Oh, no, the enemy that you see today will not always be there. Remain strong. Remain strong in the profession of your faith. Cry out to God, Jesus, 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 Son of David, have mercy upon me. He will come in and he will see about us. We have to encourage one another when things get rough, when the waves get hard, when the grief become overwhelming, when the loss of the job have us overwhelmed and we're not sure of how we're going to feed our families. You know, when things are just totally opposite of what we're accustomed to. No, we're no longer living off the fat of the land. We're no longer safe and secure in those jobs that we had and that bank account that we trusted in. Our trust now has to be in God, and we have to come up beside one another. We are all interconnected. That's what it means. We are all interconnected, and we have to encourage one another in the things of God. Encourage one another to remain steadfast, unmovable. We're not going to be broken down. We're not going to have our joy stolen. We're not going to have our faith crumble. We're not going to believe in a death sentence, but we are going to have hope for a new tomorrow, and that hope will be in God. Stand fast in our profession. Be steadfast, unmovable, knowing the power of our God, knowing how great and awesome he is, knowing that he at the instant can make a thing change around, and it would be not in a way in which we may have thought it would happen, but he would yet do it, and we would just praise him as we move through it, praise him as it, we're waiting for it to happen. I know I had one minister come up to encourage me. He says, Reverend Robin, we're going to celebrate in this waiting process. We're going to keep our thoughts positive. We're not going to go to any negative thinking, but we are going to be celebrating him in the process. This shall pass. This shall pass, and we shall get to the other side. And sometimes you just need somebody to come up beside you and say, hold on. A change is coming. There will be a change. Hold on to the profession of your faith. Hold on to that which God has placed within inside you, because he wants to birth something out in you. He wants to be able to use you to lift him up unto the nations. Hold fast. Don't let the enemy come in and steal what God has placed into you. Don't do it. Don't let him. Don't just sit down and curl up. No, we're going to be in the simplest of ways, and we're going to say, Jesus, 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 Son of David, have mercy on me. And we're going to trust, and we're going to know, and we're going to believe that he hears our petition, because we are his people and he has not left us. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. He has not left us. When Robert was speaking, I was listening and looking for a particular scripture, and it's coming out of Matthew 25, and Jesus speaking about the five talents. And it starts at verse 25 and 20. He's already talked about the other servants. So now he's giving out talents, and then he's talking about the principal five talents. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. And this is what I want to concentrate on, because this is what we do with it. Okay, check it out. It says, verse 21, it says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I want to go back to that word faithful. In other words, he was being steadfast. He's a steadfast servant. You know, he didn't give up, but he remained faithful. He was steadfast. And because that he was steadfast, that's a reward for us in being and holding on, or standing strong, or being steadfast, or being faithful in this case. He said that God has been faithful over a few things. He didn't have a lot. He only gave him five, but he doubled it. He said, I've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And that's what being steadfast would do. It will allow you to enter into the joy of the Lord. You know, that when you look back and everything, it wasn't you, but you know it was the Spirit of God that allowed you to hold on. You know that the Spirit of the Lord sent ministering angels of people, of brothers or sisters or family, and just to speak a word right at the time that you needed, to get you continue to be steadfast in him, not to give up, but to hold on, you know, to remain faithful in him. Then I don't know about anybody else, but there were some days I almost, but God always had a ram in the bush. He always sent someone to tap me on the shoulder, whether it was through a word or whether through a song or whether I was watching something or whatever the case, to remind us, to remind me who I was. There was some times that it was close calls, you know, but he's always there. There's a scripture that talks about that he gives a way of an escape, and I'm like you, Reverend Robin, today. I can't find the scripture, okay, so I can reference. There's always a way and escape, you know, for us to remain steadfast. No matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter how bad things are getting, we still have a promise, a covenant with Jesus Christ to remain so, to remain steadfast, to remain faithful, to hold on, and to don't waver, you know, and don't be weary in well doing, to do all those things. We still have a responsibility to do those things, man, for the glory of the Lord. not our own glory, but for the glory of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord. I don't know about you, but many of us probably feel and think the same way, that when Jesus come back one day, we want to hear him say, you've been faithful over a few things, you know, over a few things. And that means to me that we didn't always get it right, but you've been faithful over a few things. To me, that means that we might have had some slip-ups and made some mistakes, but we still remain faithful over a few things. And he's willing to make us ruler over the many. You know, he's willing to make us ruler over the many. Amen. He's willing to make us ruler over the many.
1 Corinthians 10:13, mm-hmm. Reverend Ray, there have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it.
Mm.
Mm. He will make it so that we're able to bear things, things that we are not able to bear.
Yeah.
You see, because he's right there with us in the midst of the bearing it. And that's just an awesome. Things can be hard. But if we stop and think, I am not bearing this alone. I am in this struggle with God. God is here with me. His yoke is easy. And he's already told me to put this upon him. Why am I trying to carry it? It's way too much. The loss is too much. The grief is too much. The pain is too much. God, I can't bear it. But I'm going to put it upon your yoke that you may bear it, that you may bear it for me. And therefore, I will have release. I will have an escape. I will be able to just stand and put my head upon your breast and just know that you are carrying this weight for me that is way too much for me, but you're helping me to bear it because you have said that I should place it upon you. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that, that no matter what goes on in our lives, if we just turn our heads unto him and say, but God, I have to give it over to you, because if I don't give it over to you, I am going to lose my everlasting mind. And that is not something that I want to do. Before I do that, I'm going to just give it over unto you, and I'm going to trust you. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. You know, when Robin was reading that scripture that she said before, it let us know that, you know, the being steadfast has to be connected with Christ, you know, that we need him. We need him to go through those things, because, you know, we just need him. Amen. 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 And amen. Well, yeah, I don't, Reverend Rob, you have anything else? So we're going to go ahead and close out. I know it's a little early. Amen.
All I can say is that we're going to just turn to God, and we're just going to trust him. No matter what's going on, what is happening in this season, and we all have different things that are occurring in this season that we can say, but you don't understand my situation. You don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand that I have these children. I don't know how to feed them. You don't understand that my child needs this medicine. I don't have the health care. You don't understand. We can go forth and we all have a story that we can say, but you don't understand. I can come forth with my story and I can say, but you don't understand the pain that wrecks and reeks through my body while you're sleeping. You don't understand that I can barely lift up my arm to move the blanket off when I feel the urge that I have to get up in the middle of the night. You don't, but we all have a different story upon which we have to lean upon God, because we have no other choice. It is only God who's going to bring us out. So everyone has a different story. Everyone has something different that's going on. But there is no situation in which we may find ourselves that God is not aware. He says he hears the cries of his people. And we have to trust if he says it, then it is true. Cry out to him. Jesus, 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 Son of David, have mercy
upon me. Sometimes we can't bring forth all the long prayers, but we can call on the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. We can call on Jesus, and we can call on Jesus, and he will change our situation. He will do something to our minds, and he'll do something to our hearts where we're not feeling the same sense of hopelessness, the same despair. He will give us a thought that, oh, I can make it another day. And then when we get to the next day, oh, I can make it another day. He said that he fed the Israelites manna from on high, and he told them to take only what you need for the day. So sometimes we can only get through by the day. And I know for me, sometimes I have to get through in the increments of minutes. And as long as I can continue to grow upon the minutes, I eventually have a day behind me that I can say, but God, thank you for getting me through the day. Let's work on the next day now. So we just have to remain steadfast, unmovable, unblameable, just being in our faith and our trust and our belief that we're not going to look at how we feel. We're not going to look at the circumstances, but we're going to turn our eyes unto Jesus. We're going to turn our eyes towards the hill from which cometh our help, because our help is truly going to come. He's not going to leave us in any state of despair, as long as we are calling out unto him. And it's all we have to do is to just believe and know that he hears us and that he is there. And we can say, Jesus, 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 Son of David, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a couple of scriptures I just was looking at and everything, and this is the first one is coming out of James chapter 1, verse 12. It said, blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Blessed is the man that endures, steadfast. All these words right here. Another one is coming out of the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 9. I'm going to just give you a few and then we can get out of here. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear has heard, neither have they entered into the hearts of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, them that continue to, it's basically talking about holding on to God, that love him. This is about love, man. This is about love. Let me give you one more. We're going to leave. Let me see. Okay, let me just go back. Amen. This is coming out. This one is out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. It said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Whatever we got to do, in the Old Testament, they didn't have the Holy Ghost. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. But we have that now. I was sharing a couple of weeks ago that how we need to use more of that, use the instruments and the tools and the weapons that God has given us at our disposal to continue to hold on, to continue to be steadfast and to just don't give up. I was listening earlier today, some people were on earlier, and they were talking about people, the suicide rates that are going forth right now. People are just giving up on life because they can't. It's difficult to them. It's difficult for them to go through. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Reverend Robin, you can close us out, please. Amen.
Father, amen.
God.
We just thank you, Lord God, for all of who you are. We trust and we believe in all of who you are, Lord God. Father, we come, Lord God, and we're just taking your word for truth, and we are just standing on it. We look at Ephesians, Lord God, where you tell us to put on our full armor, Lord God. But once we put on the full armor, you tell us that we should stand. That is what you say in your word. Is for us to stand, Lord God. So after we put on that armor, Lord God, we are just going to stand, trusting and believing in you, that you will come through, that you are in this battle with us, that we are not fighting it alone, Lord, but that you are, Lord God, the victor in our victory, Lord God, that it's not something that we have to try to perform or try to do. All we have to do is call upon you, and we know, Lord, that you will be right there beside us, taking us through. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that says this enemy that you see today, you will not see anymore. And just as that was true for the Israelites, we believe it to be true for us as things are right on the side of us, trying to crash unto us and try to pursue us and oppress us, but it shall not be so. We shall get to the other side, and we shall get to the other side with power, with authority, with dominion, being able to speak back to those things that come up against us, Lord, and just trust and believe that as we stand, that you will move. That Father, we pray right now in the name of Christ Jesus for all who are going through and for all who are suffering, that you will open their eyes, that they may see that there is greater with them than there is against them, that they can fight this battle because they have a great army with them to help get through. So, Father, we just thank you. Father, I pray right now that you comfort those who are mourning, that you comfort those who have lost, Lord God. Father, I pray that every provision that is needed, Lord God, by those who are listening, Lord God, that you will, Father, open up a door, Lord God, open up a doorway and give what is needed. Place, Lord, somebody on someone else's heart, because we are interconnected, that, Father, that someone would just go forth and bless, not even knowing why they are blessing, but it's because you have pricked and moved upon their hearts. So, Father, we don't know how you may come forth with what is needed. We just trust, Lord, that you will. So, Father, just continue to have your way in our lives, Lord God. Continue to build us up in our weakness, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, continue to wake us up in the midst at night hours with dreams and visions, Lord God. Continue to just move upon our hearts that we may love you more and more and more every day. It is in Christ Jesus' name that I do pray and say amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for the awesome prayer. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. God is good. Amen. You've been listening to the Bread of Life. Amen. Reverend Ray, Reverend Robin has been with me. Amen. She got this thing started. Remain steadfast for God, y'all. This is just the season that we live in. Amen. I want to encourage you to check out our website. Check out what's going on with the website and everything. We had some issues earlier, but it's back up to running. Praise God. And just be blessed, man. Just, you know, everywhere you walk, be blessed. And remember the promises of in the covenant of Jesus Christ, no matter what you may be feeling. Amen. Hang in there. Don't give up. Stay strong, you know. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior now, it's the time to receive him, okay? Basically, what it boils down to is a confession of the mouth and believing in the heart. You know, and then from there, just finding a Bible believing church. I know we can't, you know, churches are not really open, but finding a ministry, man, that would disciple you, you know, and everything. So, y'all be blessed. Again, Reverend Robert, thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. Love you much.
God bless you. Bless everyone who's listening. You stay encouraged. Remain strong. Remain steadfast. God is with you. Amen.
Amen.